Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Yeah, welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you could listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Hey, I have got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Mitch Glaser is going to be with us. Chosen People Ministries. I'm getting a message. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if we can figure out what is going on here. I got a level alert. Let's see. Oh yeah, it sure did. Look at that. Let's see, about right there. That ought to take care of it. Interesting. Okay. Well, you see, they're going after me today, folks. They're going after me today. All right. Dr. Mitch Glaser, Chosen People Ministries. They're hosting a 2-day event today and tomorrow, talking about what 9/11 means to us and the radical change that it created in our country. We're gonna talk a bit about that with Dr. Glaser. Let's see, top of the next hour, he should be a doctor. He's certainly gotten his doctorate in the study of Islam. We're gonna welcome back Al Rasuli. Will be with us top of the next hour. And what better time to hear from him about what's going on in the threat of an Islamic Emirate in Afghanistan. We'll talk about that coming up with him, top of the hour. Bottom of the hour, Lathan Watts is with us. New case, Alaskan Airlines flight attendant was asked, they were all asked, what did they think of the Equality Act? So she said, as a company, do you think it's possible to regulate morality? They fired her. Yes, they did. So she is fighting back. We'll talk with Lathan Watts about the Lacey Smith case coming up. And I would encourage you to go over, by the way, and take the 10 Shocking Attacks on Religious Freedom quiz at firstliberty.org. 10 Shocking Attacks on Religious Liberty. Where did they happen? In America or a communist tyranny? You're still, I batted 50%. I don't know. I attributed some of the stuff that happened over there, over here, and vice versa. And anyway, we'll get into that right now with my good friend, Mr. Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be back. Missed you last week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, I was just trying to do a little bit of just rest, just, you know, rest. So
I hope you accomplished your goal.
I did. I accomplished that. And for those that are tracking, I'm I'm still on the weight loss kick, although I'm holding right now at 377. I know you go, wow, that's a lot of weight, Pastor. No, you don't understand, folks. Hear my testimony. Hear about all the damage from the accident that I was in to save my daughter's life. And no, I didn't get in the accident to save her life. The accident happened and I dove to save her life. But anyway, you can hear that. It's a pretty amazing story. Died four times, all that kind of good stuff. But I did, you know, with all the injuries, gain quite a bit of weight, and I've lost 83 pounds so far. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right. So, Pokem Joe. The Mr. Pokem China Joe is I mean, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, I would enter this into the record. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying at its foundation such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Wow. We have fallen a long ways, sir. A long ways.
Were you aware that the National Archives, where our Declaration of Independence, from which you just read, our Constitution of the United States, and some of our other founding documents have now been labeled as dangerous? In the National Archives has stated that these documents, read them at your own risk, because they could be dangerous. They could contain sexist and misogynist or racist ideas. That is what the American people are being told. What you have just read, signed or delivered July 4th of 1776, declaring that the American colonists will now no longer accept that a government has the right to tell us how we are to live, what we are to think, is now a dangerous statement, according to the National Archives.
It's stunning. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. And yet, Don, here's the another interesting piece to add to this. But if you mention that to a Cuban refugee or a Cuban freedom fighter or to someone in Hong Kong, and I want to touch on something that I find interesting that I said right here on this show. You know, Hong Kong, in Korea, in nations all across the world where they are struggling for freedom, they hoist the flag of the United States of America and they reference those words. They reference those words, Don, as a cry to freedom, and you just said it. They're teaching this 1619 warped history that is based on absolute lies and disinformation.
Yeah. I was speaking, and folks, I do go out and I do speak, and the response is quite frankly, because two things. I tell the truth. I never, ever equivocate, and I never speak until I have prayed to God to be with me. And so what I am saying, I believe, comes directly from God. And I was speaking yesterday, and there was a lady in the group that happened to have been born in Yugoslavia under Tito. Her parents moved there from Russia. And she said, I fear what is happening in our country. I see the exact same thing coming to America, or is now in America, that was in Yugoslavia when I was a child and when I was growing up. Folks, communism is here. We are now no longer living under a nation, under our republic, that began when Jefferson and Adams penned those words that you just read, Pastor Greg. We are now living under exactly what they said should never, ever happen. And they said, we will revolt because government should never tell people how to live their lives and how to think. Today we're being told how to live our lives, how we have to take care of our own bodies, and we are being censored every single day. Folks, communism is here.
Well, and part of the problem, too, I get this, where people have this idea that, well, you know, when religion is brought into it, it's, well, we're, you know, they're here, they came here for religious liberty, and that is true. They were being oppressed by a king who claimed to be a form of God in telling people how they should, you know, how they should worship, how they should practice their beliefs, and so on. But if you read through the Declaration of Independence, it was far more than just issues that we today would classify as religion, Don. That's and the sad part about that is that then the concept of tyranny and oppression and an out of control authoritative dictator / monarch king who truly was doing nothing different than what God had warned the Israelites would happen if they chose a king over him in 1 Samuel 8.
Mm-hmm. And Saul did everything that was told would happen in 1 Samuel 8.
Yep. Everything was
until warned. And we did not. We would not be a free nation today had it not been preached from the pulpit. Today in America, what is being preached from the pulpit is mostly not in the Bible. I see some of these preachers go up in front of crowds and talk about social issues, do not have a Bible in their hands. They do not ever reference anything that comes from the Bible. Folks, that, if you're in a church like that, get out immediately. You are being misled.
There, you know, when I mention about, you know, what it was that God warned them, right? He said, you know, this will be the manner of the king that he shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. He will appoint him captains over thousands and fifties. But then he says, he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, to be cooks and bakers. He will take your fields, your vineyards, your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he'll take a tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give it to his officers. This is what the government under a king does, and this is what we have today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Call today or go to the website patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I got to tell you, folks. So, Don, you and I were talking, and you brought up, you know, what's going on in France, okay? I am looking at one of those... fact checkers, okay, and the fact checker is saying, oh no, the pictures of mass protests in France are false, and so that's what they're putting out there. Now, folks, Fox News, who there's a lot of issues with them, in my opinion, number of issues. However, they are reporting thousands of French citizens demonstrated in several cities Saturday against the COVID-19 health pass that is now required to access most public places. This is an article that is published was published just 5 days ago. 5 days ago, okay? 141,000 people took place. In total, 100 and let's see, number of protesters declined from nearly 160,000 last weekend, 175,000 the weekend before. Reuters story that is last updated 20 days ago outlines protests August 21st. Thousands demonstrated across France for a sixth consecutive weekend on Saturday against a COVID-19 health pass required for daily activities. So here you have fake news that is going out and saying, oh, these pictures are fake, these pictures are phony. Now, they may have picked one story that was out there and labeled it that. But what happens when they do that, Dawn, is that then they get the average citizen and those marching on the left saying, well, see, look, it's fake. Don't right. believe that.
Right. The news today is you have to search. Do not just go to one source. Go to many, 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 many different sources. And eventually you can piece together what's really happening. We are seeing a movement in, well, we're seeing it in Hungary. We're seeing it to a certain extent in Poland. We're seeing it in France. We're seeing it to a certain extent in Germany. We're seeing a movement in Europe on way above what we're seeing in the United States, where people are saying, no, you're taking too many of our freedoms. We will not adhere to this anymore. Freedom is never free. There is a huge cost to freedom. To be passive always leads to slavery. And when I say slavery, that's communism. And let me tell you exactly what communism is. Communism is telling you what you can and cannot do every day, every hour of that day. What you can, what you cannot see. What you can, what you cannot read. Your life is totally controlled. And as long as you comply, as long as you go along with being dictated as to how you live, including your Bibles will be confiscated. That's coming soon, where not just guns, but the Bibles will be confiscated. Folks, we have to, right now, this very day, today, this hour, we have to become dedicated to total civil disobedience. No longer go on Facebook and just say no. Today, you say no, you pull your kids out of public schools, you pull your grandkids out of public schools, you only attend churches who preach the Bible, and you do not obey the unconstitutional dictates coming down from our government. Civil disobedience is our only road right now to freedom.
And again, it's civil disobedience. It's not encouraging violence. It's just simply saying, no, I reject being told and mandated to do what is unconscionable. We'll talk with Lathan Watts coming.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month?
Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.